This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
For stop work on roads and bridges, so... What does a human cost?
That was Joe Biden farting during a live stream interview. Ooh, I can smell it here. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Joe Biden cannot control his bowels, cannot control his sphincter. He's like an old dude. Look, I will not lie to you. As you age, things like that just don't quite, you know, they just don't hold up. Let me tell you something. As you get older, you got to be careful when you decide you're going to break wind. Okay, let's just put it out there. I want to warn people down the road. We're going to talk about farting. Okay, here's women would say breaking wind, pooping, not pooping, pooting. That's what my grandmother used to say. Ah, pooted, as opposed to farted. Kevin Jackson, are you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? .com. So that was an interview that he did, but Joe Biden, I'm telling you right now, if you were to have to be around this dude, if you would probably need, you would understand why people wear that mask. This old fart, pardon the pun, can't hold his wind. And I had a guy that worked for me. His name is Fred. I won't say his last name because he may still be alive. But I had a guy that worked for me, and we were at a nice restaurant, a four-star restaurant, with clients. And, okay, let me back up. My workers, my employees said to me, Kevin, do you know Fred farts in front of our principals? And I said, what are you talking about? Like as a joke? They said, no, man. He won't excuse himself, go to the bathroom. He'll just rip. And I was like, no way. They go, he does this. And I thought they were kidding because people didn't really like Fred because he was very straight-laced, typical engineer. So one day we were at dinner with, I think it was with Fujitsu. I had five guys, you know, from the factory that came in, and I got Fred with me. And he just raises up in the middle of dinner. You can see him put his hands on the arms of the chair, shift his body, and just lets her rip. Rip! And I looked at him and I was like, what are you doing? I couldn't believe it. I thought they were pulling my leg when they said he would do this. And anyway, he goes, what's the difference? It's no different than burping. That's... I'm not kidding. He would just raise his butt cheek up and let her rip. And then he had the nerve to say it was no different than burping. And I went, yeah, if your burp is as stinky as your butt, I mean, you'd have to have a pretty serious case of halitosis for your burps to smell like you're a fart. I told him, so we get back to the office the next day, and I said, dude, if you ever do that again in front of one of our principals, you're gone. And he was trying to rationalize it. Anyway, back to Biden. Fred just thought it was couth. It wasn't even uncouth to do it. Biden cannot control himself. Biden just walking around. I'm going to put this delicately. This is as delicate as you can put it with a clown like him. This dude goes around and he's wearing Depends and he'll crap his pants. If nobody's around, if Dr. Jill is not there to grab his hand and run him to the bathroom and change his diaper, he will crap that thing right there and walk around stinking it. You ever seen a baby when they crap their diaper and it starts riding up, you know, to where it's in their little onesie? Oh, that's what Biden's suits look like. They got to trash this dude's suits after he does this. Unbelievable. Wow. I'm very surprised. I'm not surprised. Anyway, here's what they said. Joe Biden let out a long, loud fart while speaking with the Duchess of Cornwall at the COP26 conference. Camilla Parker Bowles hasn't stopped talking about the 78-year-old's long fart, it has been reported. The pair were making small talk at the Global Climate Change Gathering in Scotland last week when Biden broke wind. According to an informed source, it was long and loud and impossible to ignore, just like most leftists. They are long and loud and impossible to ignore. But I want you to understand, this is the guy that the Democrats chose to represent us. And he's so America's going to participate in the old... Hold on a second. Camilla. Anyway, where was I? Oh, my gosh. What disgusting. I mean, hey, I'm not... Here's the thing. Dr. Jill has to go home with this dude every night. Now, she's probably got handlers. She's got people. Let me tell you what. When she gets out of the camera, you can bet that chick, she's like, I didn't sign up for this, Joe. You know, nasty freakazoid. You know, always crapping your pants. You smell like a sewer. I bet she lets that old clown have it. You better believe it. But the Duchess of York, I don't know who she is, but she's married to Prince Charles. Camilla Bowles, she is not going to quit talking about this. You know why? Because she's probably going, what type of manners do they have in America? When they're number one, the so-called president, when they cut one loose, like cut the cheese in front of me. in French, just so you know, if you want a little international culture on faulting, you say, qui coupe le fromage, which is who cut the cheese. Or, if it's no respect, if it's one of your friends, it's just, qui coupe le fromage. Qui coupe le fromage. So, with respect to Biden, whom I have no respect for. Qui coupe le fromage? Well, je sais qui coupe le fromage. It was Biden. Biden, if you ever smell it, he who smelt the Delta, no. If you're around and you start to smell the stench of crap outside of D.C., it's going to be Biden. It's going to be Joe Biden. I don't think the mainstream media is going to want to tell people that the president cuts farts in front of dignitaries and probably craps his pants. Wow. What a story. And hey, what about this Gavin Newsom shot that he took? Did you hear old Gav got the COVID woo flu shot and hasn't been seen since late October? Where is he?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell you, folks, leftists are all the time, not some of the time, not part of the time, all the time, trying to figure out how to get more out of you. I'm not kidding. It is their mission to make your life miserable, to get from you what they're not willing to work for themselves. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Leftists know this. You can be mad at me. I don't care. I'm telling you who you are. See, I don't want anything from anybody unless I've earned it, or unless they willingly give it to me. I was up in New York. I had to go up there for some business, and I stay at a hotel. And by the way, they jack you. They jack you on the rates, particularly after December. But it's already expensive to stay there. But let's say a hotel costs you $300, and you think, ooh, you must stay frou frou frou. No, $300 pre-December is not a frou frou frou. That's a Holiday Inn in Manhattan, okay? But let's say you pay $300-$350 for a hotel, and that's probably an average cost. After the holidays, it doubles. So you jump up to $700 a night. I heard a guy settle his bill the other day when I was there, $2,600. Probably been there a week. Anyway, they jack you. But here's what got me. There was an 8-point-something percent tax, room tax. Then there was a 5-point-something% local tax that went to New York City. Then there was it was called city tax or whatever. Then they called a local tax, and it was I don't remember the percentage, but it was like 1%. Okay, so it was 8-point-something, 5-point-something, 1-point-something. So I'm at 14, almost 15% tax, just tax. Then they tack on something called a you're a visitor, you know, like visitor tax, like guest. And it was like 1%. Then finally, it had plus a $20 surcharge. And I remembered when I signed up, you know, to take my room, it had all these things you have to check. And then there's a little thing that says you agree to pay this $20 surcharge. Doesn't tell you what it's for. It's just a $20 surcharge. Now, the room was roughly, you know, $350 a night or whatever it was. So I'm paying $20 for the surcharge on a $350 a night room. So go ahead and do the math on that. Plus 15% additional tax. So the room ends up being well over $400 a night. And it's a bunch of taxes that you're stuck paying. Then they wonder why you want to do an Airbnb. It's crazy. These people, let me tell you, how do you survive? I ask, every time I go to New York, I ask people, how do you survive? I ask every cab driver, how do you survive? But I'm bringing this up because I want to tell you, California wanted to tax texting. Texting. This is a story from Bay Area News Group. Texting your sweetheart that you're on your way home, California may soon charge you for that. This is no LOL matter, critics say. State regulators have been ginning up a scheme to charge a fee for text messaging on mobile phones to help support programs that make phone service accessible to the poor. Now, you already pay a poor tax to let people get those. I think it's called the FUTA. It's certainly the FU tax. I'll guarantee you that. They wanted you. Yeah, it's like the FU tax of America. Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know what it stands for. Federal utility tax or something like that. But they said the wireless industry and business groups have been working to defeat this proposal, now scheduled for a vote by the California Public Utilities Commission. And a guy by the name of Jim, I didn't get the whole article, said it's a dumb idea. And he's exactly right. It's a dumb idea. Well, I tell you what. Why don't you tax me when I go have a meeting, when I talk to people? Texting costs nobody money. It is part of the service of my phone. And you want to pay, you want to get money for it. Keep in mind, when the phone first came out, and many of you children don't understand, it used to be in a box. I mean, you carried it, it was about the size of a shoebox, the cell phone. But when it first came out, it would charge you by the minute. By the minute. Didn't even have texting. Well, maybe you did. I think it was pretty quick we had text messaging. And then they had Nextel that had the quick little beep beep service or whatever. Now they got rid of that. But the point is, you know, it was by the minute. Then people got smart and said, okay, the technology's changed. We have much more, bandwidth for allowing more and more people on. And eventually it just became like it's a flat fee. But even the services that give you unlimited, they say things like, it's unlimited up to 18 gig or 22 gig. After that, we're going to slow you down. Okay? But text messaging, direct messaging, and all these different Apple products and different things, you can do direct. You could Skype, all these different things for free. But with text messaging, California goes, you know, let's figure out a way to take this antiquated. The text messaging outside of the phone is the most antiquated piece of the technology. And they're saying, let's take the most antiquated technology, but the one that's used by the majority of the people, and let's get them off of that by taxing it. So what are you going to do? Run us all over to Skype or run us all over to some instant messaging type platform? Technology is going to figure a way out of it, especially if you tax it. But they're sitting around thinking about this, and it reminds me of the tennis shoe tax in Chicago, where they wanted to build a new community center. So they said, hey, we'll add a 50-cent tennis shoe tax.
So you're going to go tax a bunch of kids that wear tennis shoes. I don't know about you guys. I don't own a lot of tennis shoes. But they're going to tax the black community who buys Jordans, like, you know, Mexican kids give out Chiclets. And, but, yeah, it's for the community. They sit around looking for things to tax. If they can't get the tax from your gasoline, then they say, well, let's tax the mileage because the cars are too efficient. So we can no longer make money off just the gasoline tax. Now people don't fill up as much. They're just constantly trying to figure out how to get to you. Well, anyway, they came out and said this. Californians can continue their carefree texting for the foreseeable future. The state's Public Utility Commission announced it would not tax residents' cell phone plans, reversing course on a proposal to add a new monthly fee on texting. Now, let me give you another tax. So, Arizona, they gave the teachers a crap load of money. They stole the money from the first responders. Okay, they just took it out of their budget. And then you know what they did? They arbitrarily said, okay, we're going to jack up every car now has to pay an additional $34 to register. And they included the golf carts that run around in these little communities. So now if there's a million cars, and I don't know what they were trying to raise, but here's what I'll tell you. Whatever they were trying to raise, they more than raised by arbitrarily raising the taxes on the sticker on your car. That affects everybody. Rich people, poor people, I don't care what kind of car you have. Now, rich people can absorb it. But poor people now have a $34 more tax. Why? Because Ducey decides he's going to give the teachers this money, steals it from the firefighters. Then they say, well, we got to fund the firefighters. That's how they do it. Bunch of scumbags.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study says COVID-19 vaccines help prevent breakthrough infections even among those who are immune compromised. Epidemiologist Dr. Jing Sun of Johns Hopkins University studied the records of 660,000 people who received at least one dose of the vaccine through the middle of September. The study showed breakthrough infections after full vaccination were found most in older people and women. Those with immunocompromising conditions were not found to have higher rates of breakthrough infections as well. Passengers across the country are experiencing flight cancellations and delays amid a holiday busy travel season. Another 2,200 flights were canceled, with nearly 700 of them within the United States or out of the United States. More than 2,000 have been delayed. USA Radio News. President Biden's chief medical advisor has some advice for you on New Year's Eve.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he recommends that people stay away from large New Year's Eve gatherings where they don't know the vaccination status of guests. He told CNN that the severity of Omicron is diminishing, but says he is worried about the number of cases.
But the sheer volume of cases that we're seeing now, yesterday we had 214,000 cases, even with a diminution in severity, we still could have a surge on hospitals, particularly among the unvaccinated, which that we're really worried about.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
2021 saw a massive drop in cable news viewership without President Trump in the White House. Weekday primetime viewership dropped 38% at CNN, 34% at Fox News Channel, and 25% at MSNBC, according to the Nielsen Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I talked in the first segment about faith, my faith, how I've raised my sons, and just this overwhelming need to let people know that, you know, we got nothing. I'm not talking about we have nothing to be afraid of. I do believe God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and you figure that out. But this isn't meant to be a religious thing. I mean, I'm happy if some people appreciate the fact that I talk about religion and specifically my Christianity. But what I'm really looking forward to is telling you guys that you can make an impact on people by not being concerned that people understand that about you. We hide that from folks. I can't believe people actually congratulate. Kevin, way to go talking about your Christianity. I'm like, what do you mean, way to go? That's who I am. Any more than I talk about being a martial artist. Yeah. I mean, I think the former one's a bigger deal. I mean, I'm happy to be a martial artist. It certainly has saved my butt a time or two, but so is being a Christian. But I'm not overdoing it. I'm not trying to over-sanctimonious somebody. I'm not a bigger Christian than you. And, you know, I think that that's part of our problem on the left. But the reason why I came up was Ken Shamrock, who's an MMA guy, mixed martial artist. One of the founding members of the USC, you know, one of the first guys to fight in it, he gave a speech to some folks, and he opened up about his childhood. It was very difficult. He discussed poverty. And as I relate his story to you, I want you to think about what kids face today and how they become different human beings. One of my friends, in fact, Dr. Ben Carson, and I have talked about this, and many others. They would say, Kevin, the only thing that's going to save this country is us relying on God. I don't disagree with that. How many of you prayed that Hillary Clinton wouldn't become president? All jokes aside, that is the only thing that can save this country. But the way you deliver that message does not have to be from preaching. Quite honestly, it needs to be from doing. That's why with the Tea Party community, I said, we're going to be doers. We are not going to be talkers. Our deeds, if you will guide the way people think about us. It'll guide the way we take this thing to the next level. Anyway, back to Ken Shamrock. So he grew up in abject poverty, and then he ran away from home. And as I said, I want you to think about the kids that you know fit this description. If you've ever worked with at-risk kids, you know what I'm talking about. It is a place in my heart for these kids. So Shamrock runs away from home. and then he gets a criminal record. He credits his spiritual growth as a teenager to his time at a boys' home, directed by the man who eventually adopted him, a guy by the name of Bob Shamrock. Now, Ken's got a brother, Frank, who was in that home. Ken Shamrock and Frank Shamrock, they are not biological brothers, but they grew up as brothers. Both of them became mixed martial artists. And Ken Shamrock says of Bob, the only difference between that group home and all the other ones that I went to was church. See, I got two friends. One of them became the Northwest heavyweight kickboxing champion, and his brother was even badder than he was, and thankfully he just decided not to fight, because there's no way Barry was going to be the champ if Jerry decided to be the champ. And if, when I tell you that these boys were absolute corn-fed white boys that were tougher than nails, you better know they were. Both of those kids were headed in the wrong direction, and sports, in this particular case, martial arts, changed their lives. They got somebody that said, you know what? You are headed for disaster, and unless I intervene, you're dead or in prison. And he intervened in these boys' lives and got them on the straight and narrow. And I'm telling you right now, if you saw Jerry, who's one of the toughest guys I've ever met, I'll tell you a quick story about Jerry. He's a biker. And he's a big guy, and he's a heck of a fighter. And some guy, when they were in a biker bar, grabbed his, you know, like fondled his girlfriend's breast. And Jerry put eight people in the hospital. Eight bikers. And when the cops came, he was still fighting. There weren't enough bikers in that bar to get Jerry out. And especially mad, because he didn't get mad. He got cool. And he started taking people out left and right, bad to the bone. But anyway, their story, two juvenile delinquents headed to prison or dead, intervened by somebody that saw something in them and said, I'm gonna pull that energy and put it into something good. And I know I just told you Jerry beat up some guys at a biker bar, but hey, you know, sometimes we sin, right? It made these kids what they are. The reason why I'm telling you guys this is you have these opportunities. There, but by the grace of God, go I, or my brother, or a lot of my cousins, and as I've told many people, on my dad's side of the family, every male family member of my immediate side, in other words, my uncle's kids and my aunt's sons, etc., every one of them has been to prison because nobody intervened. Nobody said anything. They just went along their way. And I look at these leftists who watch this cycle of violence and this cycle of just, you know, dysfunction. And they do nothing. And they get mad at me, who I know it. I know it firsthand. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's an author. I said, hey, he's written three best-selling books now, and we were talking. I was congratulating him, and he says, you know, Kevin, I got to get something else. I want to do this other thing. So we were talking about a project he's working on, and I said, you know, I almost did a similar project, and I was going to call the book Split Second, and it was going to be stories of people I talked to on the plane or whatever, and it was about what split-second decision they'd made that may have changed their lives. And I said, let me give you an example. I said, I had a lady one time, she told me, it was when I met my husband, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a romantic, interesting story. And she said, he almost killed me. I was able to get out of that abusive relationship, and she went on to explain the story, and she says, but in a split second, I was smitten by him. I was, you know, beguiled by his conversation, etc. And she says, if I could have that split second back, I would walk away from that moment. I was like, wow. I asked one of my cousins. I said, what was your split second moment? He says, oh, cuz. He said, mine. He goes, I kind of had two. And he says, when I was a kid, he goes, I was watching Uncle Frank. And he was, you know, me and my cousin, who was Uncle Frank's son, he goes, they were rolling dope. And we were wondering why they always had these big baggies in the garage. And we would stay there one night and watch them roll dope. And they called us in there, and they were 8 years old. And they made us smoke. We had to roll our own dope, and they made us smoke it. And they laughed at us when we started coughing. He says, fast forward a few years, you know, whatever. He says, my cousin asked me that I want to go pick up a pile, you know, pick up a thing of dope and ride back with him. And I said, yes. And he says, my grandmother told me I have a bad feeling. She goes, baby, I don't know what you're doing today, but I have a bad feeling about it. And he goes, I went. And he got busted. And he served federal time. Everybody has that moment, that split second, that you made a decision that you either, it changed your life for the positive, it changed your life for the negative. And when I was gathering up these stories, I was just fascinated by sometimes you're expecting a negative and you get a positive, or you're expecting a positive and you get a negative. But you know what would never disappoint? The story. Everybody had it. And you know what's funny? When you tell them, when you ask that question, they were like, I don't know. And you go, yeah, you do. Think about it. Bad work decision, bad relationship decision, bad decision with one of your children. You know, maybe you could have done something different. A relationship that could have been better. A split second in your car where you looked away. Who knows? You have it. The reason why I'm bringing it up to you folks is you have these moments. You in a split second can change somebody's life. I cannot tell you how many people will say to me, Kevin, I heard you on the radio and you said this. And it created that moment for them. Or some kid, when you've gotten over 1,000 kids adopted, believe me, those kids tell stories. Mr. Jackson, when you did this or said this or I watched you blankety blank, I was like, wow. And I was like, really? I impacted you. Yes. Yes, sir. Or whatever. I tell the story about my son when we were watching Jurassic Park and a man yelled at him and we went out into the lobby and I said, dude, you yell at my son. You even look his way again. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you so bad you're going to wish you'd never been born. And my son told me years later, Dad, that empowered me. I knew nobody could bother me. My dad would be there to protect me. You don't know what that moment is. You know what your moment is, but you don't know the impact your moment has on other people, that you have on other people to give them their moment. I want more conservatives giving people their moments. Be strong in your faith, is what I'm telling you. That's our advantage over the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, I've talked about this subject before. It has to do with Marvel Comics and all these. And, you know, I would venture to tell you the last 10 movies that I've seen, and I don't know what they are. And that's over a pretty big period of time. But they've had something to do with comic book people. So, Iron Man, and I hadn't seen Batman in a long time, so I don't know about that. But my son likes these movies, so we go see them. Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if that's a Marvel thing. So that's what I've seen. And I've laughed at the fact the Avengers or whatever. What are the ones that the guys that all got together? The League? Justice League? Or whatever it is. I would say of the last 10 movies I've seen, 8 of them have been Marvel comic or some sort of comic book or, you know, related to something like that. And it just goes to show you that there's no ingenuity in Hollywood. There's been Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, different variations. How many Batmans are there? I don't know. 3 Iron Man, some spinoffs with Captain America, who's got the Puerto Rican's flag, which always cracked me up. But so, you know, that's what we're dealing with. Little ingenuity. And I did watch this, and I'm going to talk about this guy, because he was in a movie about a real-life race driver who won the Formula One. And I thought, and he was played by this guy's name is Chris Hemsworth or something like that. But here's what I know about this guy. He's the white dude that black chicks go, I love that boy. Black chicks love Chris Hemsworth. Good-looking guy. He plays Thor, for those of you who may know who he is. But he's a good-looking guy. I have a friend that's a Navy SEAL that looks just like him, except my buddy's bigger. But he's done, the unfortunate thing is my friend that's a Navy SEAL, he's one of the ones that I just don't, you know, associate with anymore. He's not a good guy, unfortunately. But Chris Hemsworth wants the next James Bond to be a woman. And I think the next James Bond is black. Thank you very much. No, it's not me. No, it's Idris Elba. That's his name. And I love the guy. The guy's a great actor. You've seen him in a lot of things. But anyway, it got me thinking about, remember we talked about the taking all these, like Superman was supposed to be gay now. And the Green Hornet, or one of these green characters, was Green Goblin or something, is supposed to be gay. And, you know, what Hollywood is doing and what leftists are doing is saying, we're going to make you succumb to the political correct nature of sexuality by just forcing it on you. We're going to take your heroes, like a Chris Jenner, Bruce Jenner, and we're going to Caitlyn everybody in your life, whether you like it or not. And what got me was I started seeing all these advertisements for this movie coming out by, Theron or something like that? Charlize Theron. You know, blondie girl. Not that overly good looking. She's doing a commercial for, like some perfume, and she's all walking in the desert and trying to look all sexy. Let me tell you something. I don't remember what commercial it was, but I saw these two girls they had, and they were models. And Charlize Theron, is that her name? If you put her in the desert with these two girls, she'd look like a cactus. These girls were stunning. But I think it's like J'adore or something. And she's walking, and they've got her. She's all golden and glistening. And I've always thought she's an average-looking girl. You know, not bad looking. I mean, you know, you would not be ashamed to take her around your buddies or home to mom and dad. But sex symbol? No. No. And so now, after she played, what was this, the movie where she was molested all the time, so she started killing guys. I forget the name of it. But she was in that movie, and they made her look horrible, and I'm guessing she wanted to, I'm going to show you my range by, you know, being ugly in a movie. Okay, fine. So she did it. Well, now, with the proliferation of all these movies by guys that are like, you know, Jack Reacher, what's his name? Reacher? For Tom Cruise. You've got Matt Damon, who kind of, I don't say he started it, but he's got the most popular series with the Bourne film. And now I'm going to tell you, I saw Jason Bourne. Pfft, waste of time. Stupid. Why? Does Matt Damon need the money? Come on. So he makes that. But the series, the Bourne series, was good. Even with Jeremy Renner doing the fourth one, it was still real, or the third one, it was really interesting, right? You sort of pieced together what they were trying to do. And then you got Ben Affleck. He's been looking for a character. He's been comic book characters, Batman to, you know, I don't know, a couple of other characters I don't even know. And then he just recently did The Accountant. And it was a box office bust. But I watched it on TV, and it's all right, you know, because it was free. I'm not paying a nickel to see Ben Affleck act. And then you got a couple of other guys. Denzel Washington did The Equalizer, which, by the way, great film. I support Denzel 1,000,000%. But you get what I'm saying. Everybody wants that iconic character. What's his name? Jason Statham. He's got the Mechanic or something like that. I think there's at least three of those movies out there. So now, Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, who's, you know, he's in the superhero series. So, you know, I got Heroes out of that, so I don't need to explain it. But he's in the superhero series, Thor, so he's making movies. And because there was speculation about the future of James Bond when Daniel Craig played him in Spectre, and he said at the time, he said, I'd rather slash my wrist than play the Bond character again. And I was thinking, Daniel Craig, seriously, you need to shut up. He's the best Bond ever. And I know it's cheesy, but dude, it made his career. What was he doing? Cowboys and Aliens after that? Come on, dude. So he signed on for another James Bond film, which means Idris Elba's not going to be it right now. But I go back to Charlize Theron, who I'm seeing all these commercials for this bad behind chick, right? She's going to be the woo, 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 woo. And other girls have tried this. Women, I'm not, you know, whatever. So they've tried it. I forget the girl's name, Kate Beckinsale or something like that. She did the underworld version of something. I'm not a movie buff. That's why I don't know these things by heart. And I wasn't going to research this because I don't really care. But I've been seeing the hype. And Charlize Theron is going, I don't see why there can't be a woman Bond. And then when they introduce her film, which isn't anything related to Bond, they just show her kicking butt and killing guys all over the place. She says in the trailer, I think that a woman would be a great 007. And the trailer references,
there's a 007 here. Yeah, meet the female 007.
But they can't call it Bond or whatever. I don't know what their issues are, but they can't do it. So it's funny to watch it to me because they're positioning her for that. So then Thor, Chris Hemsworth, he comes out and he says, she'd be a great Bond. Yeah. He says, she's smart as hell. She's physically able. You know, watching her in those fight scenes, doing it in high heels, by the way, in an 8-foot-long gown, in Snow White and the Huntsman, was even more impressive. I just think, why not? It's time. And let me tell you, this is what's going on here. Because I was looking at this going, why would Thor want to meddle in, I'm just going to say it, men's business? Leave it alone. If she wants to do a movie and try to make a woman bad butt, because let's say, who did it? Angelina Jolie did it in these films. I forget, Tomb Raider or something. And then, what's her name? I can see her face. She was Woody Allen's little protege for a long time. Dated Sean Penn. You know who I'm talking about. That little chick, she was in Iron Man 2, and two or three, and she played his legal person, and she beat up on guys, and then she went off to do the other thing, right? The other stuff. I can see her face. I just can't remember her name. And she's not worth remembering her name because she's a total lefty. But everybody's trying to spin off these characters. So then she made a series of movies where she was a bad butt chick beating up on everybody, and they were box office bust. All of them. So now they got Thor, Chris Hemsworth, who, by the way, is, you know, I'm sure at some point he was voted the most sexy dude, because I'm telling you, every woman in the world loves this dude. You know, every guy wants to be him, every woman wants to be with him. He's that kind of dude. And he's now chiming in on Charlize Theron's film, and I'm going, this is a setup. He says, and when he made the comment about, you know, yeah, she should be, you know, I think it's worth it, it's time. She says, wow, that's so insanely generous and nice. I don't even know what to do with that. That's really sweet. Yeah, because you wanted it. You made him say it. Yeah, come on, y'all. It's orchestrated. Don't try to fool me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.